8.1 The African Iceman.
February the 15th, 2018 was the day when 32-year-old Akwasi Frimpong from Ghana entered history. Sprinting alongside a tiny sled, jumping onto it face first, and hurtling down an ice track at 100 kilometres an hour, he became the first African to compete in the Olympic skeleton.
From Africa to Europe.
Born in 1986, Akwasi was brought up by his grandmother in Kumasi, Ghana, in a 4-square-metre room which housed a family of 10. Aged 8, he joined his mother, who had moved to the Netherlands. He loved sport and was a talented sprinter, becoming the Dutch junior 200-meter champion at the age of 17. However, he never travelled to competitions abroad. Akwasi, whose coaches believed he'd lost his passport, had a secret. His paperwork hadn't been processed, so he was an illegal immigrant and wouldn't have been allowed back into the Netherlands.
From sprinting to skeleton.
In 2008, he finally got his Dutch passport and trained for the 2012 London Olympics, but injury ended his sprinting ambitions. He changed sport and trained in bobsled, an event in which a quick sprint start is essential. But after failing to get into the 2014 Winter Olympic team, he decided to give up competitive sport altogether. However, his wife, Erica, told him she didn't want him forever moaning about his lost Olympic dreams. So Akwasi changed sport again, this time to skeleton racing. He loved it and set his heart on competing in the 2018 Olympics in South Korea, but not for the Netherlands, for his birth country, Ghana.
Back to Africa.
Aged 31, for the first time in 23 years, Akwasi returned to Ghana, where he set up the improbable-sounding Bobsled and Skeleton Federation, Ghana. In a country with no snow or ice, he introduced his fellow Ghanaians to winter sports, using a wooden board with wheels. Back in the Netherlands, he trained for the Olympics with money earned by selling vacuum cleaners door to door, and just managed to qualify for South Korea, entering the top 60 in the world.
Success, of a sort.
If life was a Hollywood movie, Akwasi would have won Olympic gold. But of course, he had no chance against his competitors, some of whom had been training for years. He came last. "That is okay," he said. "For me, being at the Winter Olympics is about breaking barriers, to show black people from warm countries can do this as well." He now hopes to win his first Olympic gold medal for Ghana in the 2022 Winter Games, which will be held in Beijing.